This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, hour number three, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
I'm going to show you some tactical holsters in just a second. Real quick, Tony wanted us to mention that his next diversity shoot is going to be October the 6th. If you're in that general area, if you want to be in that general area, if you want to participate with him, contact him on Facebook, Tony Simon, S-I-M-O-N. He is the former Marine. He's the guy with the shotgun in his thumbnail picture. October the 6th, he would be very appreciative of any help he can get. Got a care package today from tacticalholsters.com. Got a couple of a few things that, you know, I'd never seen before. Like the OSL. This is the same thing as the OSH, except it holds a gun with a light on it. And then this can attach. It has an RTI attachment. And this will attach to my drop leg. And this is going to be my go-to crazy gun. This also has a brand new S3F barrel in it, by the way, if you can tell in the, it's a nickel, but it's nice. But that's the OSL. Now, there's also an NCOG for this, so now I can carry my RMR pistol with the Surefire X300 flashlight attached to it inside the waistband. Is that not the craziest thing? It's got the nice fuzzy outer covering. It'd actually be quite comfortable. I've already tried it one time. I was surprised. I was shocked. I don't know if it's because of where he puts the clip, because I thought the clip would go right here on the side. But whatever it is, now I can carry this big lunk inside the waistband if I so feel like doing it. Then when I'm out there on the range, if I want to get out there and I want to carry a heavy-duty holster but a smaller gun, Jesse Lockhart was kind enough to chop me down a sock. I've never seen one this short before. This is the one with the thumb retention. And it also has the RTI attachment. So it will attach to the various RTI attachments I have, which I have both RTI and paddles. Thank you, G-Code. That's some good stuff. Also, the other rifle, half of the other rifle showed up. The upper half of the piston gun that I'm getting from Primary Weapon System showed up. This is going to be a unique weapon. This is going to be a very high-speed weapon. And I'm waiting to see how the lower half looks, because the upper half is splendid. I'm not going to show it to you right now because I don't have it with me. That's why I'm not showing it to you. I love package day. I never film the opening of the packages, though. I need to have a little more, I don't know, shall I say, discipline when it comes to that. Speaking of New Jersey, which we just had Tony Simon from New Jersey, there's a guy in there named Albert Almeida. And he's been dealing with years of life-threatening situations from violent gang members in Newark, and he's been trying for 3 years through the New Jersey court system to obtain his basic constitutional and human rights, and he has finally been issued a concealed carry permit in New Jersey. Albert's a father of two girls. He owns a property management company which collects rent for many buildings in Newark and surrounding areas. He's had his life threatened several times by tenants who were known gang members and convicted violent felons. He sought a concealed carry permit, which requires approval from his local police chief and his superior court judge. After his permit application was denied due to not satisfying the albatross of justifiable need, he filed a lawsuit against the state. And he spent years in court to exercise his constitutional and natural right to protect himself. A basic right, which is exercised by tens of millions in other states, including 11 states, which do not require any form of permit. Only in New Jersey do prosecutors and judges claim the reason why they plea bargain with violent felons is because the courts are overwhelmed, but then simultaneously fight honest, law-abiding citizens to the fullest extent. New Jersey citizens want nothing more than what we all want, which is to protect ourselves from the same violent felons that the courts plea bargain with and release from prisons early under compassionate release programs, or in the case of, you know, Obama, he just gives them clemency. Albert's lead attorney, Stephen Stambula, said it was a fantastic result given that Mr. Almeida has waited years to exercise his Second Amendment rights in New Jersey, only to be forced to file a federal lawsuit to be vindicated. While this process is slow and takes a considerable amount of time, energy, and resources, we are pleased that New Jersey finally admitted Mr. Almeida met justifiable needs, something it knew back when it was first denied in October of 2013, and gave him three options, which included to shut down his business, conduct his private business in a different manner, or hire a private armed security guard. Albert's organization, the Party of Six, the New Jersey Second Amendment Society, and attorney Stephen Stambula, Ryan Watson, and Alan Beck will continue to work for New Jerseyans and seek to restore the Second Amendment rights through strategic litigation. I can't say what I'm thinking, but the second word to it is pathetic. It's pathetic that these people, regular people, have to go through the court system to get their rights. They have to buy them via the courts. They have to buy, they have to hire an attorney. They have to pay the court costs. They have to prove time and time again, and they're exposing the absurdity of this every time they go to court over this. For example, it is absurd to have a plea bargain system in place when at the same time you do not let regular citizens carry a gun. That's absurd. These people should be hanging their heads in shame. That's not what they're doing. Steve Sweeney says that he's going to... Nobody will ever have a permit while he's president of the Senate. That's what he says. That's what Mr. Sweeney's kind enough to say. This guy got it. He did get it, though. He did. And, I mean, you know, when a person, when a person gets out there and gets a permit, and that makes the news. That's how pathetic it is. Concealed carry permit issued in New Jersey. Film at 11. That's pathetic. That made the news. And yet it did. It did make the news. So, good for you. Is it Almeida? Almeida. Albert Almeida. Good for you. And I'm glad you get to protect yourself. I wish everybody in New Jersey that wanted to do so could protect themselves. And it's pathetic that we hear about one guy. That's pathetic. I mean, I sort of understand it because of where it came from. But if it made the news, that's crazy. That should be happening every day, over and over and over again, every day. We will be right back. This is Lock and Load.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials. These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If you missed buying emergency food from the Patriotic Guys during their mega sale last month, be grateful. Even when they slashed their prices by 40%, you still get more food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Ready Supply Foods sells 50 to 230% more food for your money, and we can prove it. With 23 delicious entrees, we also have four times the variety, too. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Second Call Defense, beating your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
am a vastly satisfied G-Code owner. I want more of their stuff. 90% of the stuff I carry, if I go out in case something bad happens, is going to be G-Code. The only things that I carry that are not G-Code are the guns. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Now then, there's a study that has been brought out, came recently to light, tracking per capita firearms versus murder rates in the United States from 1950 to 2014, 64 years. That's sort of, that might be, you know, you might be have enough data there to, I don't know, set a trend or two. And various pundits and scholars have claimed that more guns equal more murders. And the problem is the raw numbers sort of show that isn't true. They're looking at the tabulated FBI uniform crime reports. That includes both murder and non-negligent homicide in the murder numbers. The UCR murder rate per 100,000 people in the United States is how this is all tabulated. The murder rate may be one of the most reliable numbers in the UCR because murders are more likely to be reported than any other crime. There's a body and usually an investigation. Other crime numbers are less certain. Nobody's found numbers for the UCR murder rate from 1945 to 1950. But a source, Violence in America by Gurr, states that the rate was fairly steady at about 5.8 per 100,000 in the 40s. 1945 to 1950, shortly after the war, World War II. The numbers could be measured from, you know, the graph that comes with this report, but it would involve some measurement error. So if the 45 to 49 numbers become available, well, we'll look at them in an updated chart. But we get to use 65 years of data on the chart. The calculated correlation coefficient is a negative 0.1274, showing essentially no correlation between the number of guns and murder. The per capita firearm rate builds on work done by Newton and Zimring, then Gary Kleck, for example, from 1950 to 1987. The data was taken from Point Blank, Guns and Violence in America by Gary Kleck. The methodology used by Newton and Zimring and then by Kleck was applied to the figures obtained from the ATF for later years. The number shown is the cumulative addition of domestic manufacture plus minus imports minus exports. This does not count guns shipped to the U.S. military. Per capita numbers are calculated using the population figures from the U.S. Census. There was a similar rise and fall in murder rates from about 1900 to 1958. Initial rates were not as clear nationally in the early years. Reporting was spotty before 1905. Five murders per 100,000 seems reasonable for the start. The rate increases to 9.7 in 1933. This, of course, is when the NFA was put into effect, for example. The rate then starts a long decline to a minimum of 4.0 in 1958. During that period, the per capita firearms were likely well below the 0.35 level calculated for 1945 by Newton and Zimring. Those numbers are not available by year, so you cannot calculate a correlation coefficient because we weren't doing background checks back then. If we could, it is clear that the results would probably be similar for those from 1950 to 2014. That is a large rise and a large fall in the murder rate against a steadily rising per capita number of firearms. Population increased, so did the number of firearms. Newton and Zimring calculated an increase of 47 million firearms added to the private stock from 1900 to 1945. This simply means that as the gun rate goes up, the murder rate does not go up with it, which is something we get told all the time. More guns equal more crime. One intriguing note about the fall of the homicide rate from 33 to 58 is the high percentage of justifiable homicides that occurred about the same time as the peak of 1933. There were two studies that separated homicide motive. Those were noted in Violence in America by Gurr. The first study was done in Detroit, data by Berdoris. Gurr writes that both studies showed high percentages of justified homicides, but does not state the numbers, the raw number. Berdoris found that Detroit from 1926 to 1934 had the highest homicide rate in the country. found that the largest percentage of those homicides were non-criminal or justifiable homicides by police officers or private citizens. Second study was on homicides in Chicago. It found similar results from violence in America. An analysis of 883 homicides in Chicago for the years 1926-1927 showed a similar pattern. Like Detroit, a large percentage of homicides during this period were justifiable. You know, this was during the, you know, the gay 90, or the gay, whatever you call it. Whatever they were called. During the gangland in Chicago, you know, Capone, those guys. Dillinger. Shootings in 1926-33 may have been more deadly due to lack of antibiotics and advanced surgery techniques as well. Those studies are independent of FBI statistics and did not use the extremely restricted and arcane UCR definition of a justified homicide. Recent rise in justified homicides, along with the increase in concealed carry permits and legal doctrines such as Stand Your Ground and Castle Doctrine, have been noted in several places. These reforms coincide well with the drop in the murder rate from 91 to 2014. We've been involved. I mean, crime is down. Violent crime is down. It's ticking up a little bit in these democratically held bastions, but it's down. It may be intriguing, but the poor reporting and recording of justifiable homicide numbers makes statistical analysis difficult. So, the FBI UCR only catches about 10 to 20% of justified homicides. It's confirmed by several studies. So, what this all boils down to is we get told all the time that we have an epidemic of crime happening. And there's so many guns, so many deadly guns in the hands of the wrong people. And there's more guns in the hands of people today than there's ever been. But yet the crime is going down. And that's the part that gets ignored by the gun grabbers. And that whole report just about made me cross my eyes. I'm sorry. Just understand, more guns do not equal more crime. More guns equal less crime. As John Lott would tell you. When we get back, we're going to talk about the white guy who identifies as a black guy, Sean King, and about his gripe that he's got, because it's amusing to me anyway. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
And indestructibility. These things are indestructible. Go check them out. Tacticalholsters.com. The New York Daily News is a New York City tabloid comprised entirely of very special writers. Larry McShane thinks that an armed robbery suspect with a handgun in his possession when shot is unarmed. Then there is the very delicate columnist, I was about to say communist, minute. Gersh Kuntzman, who nearly developed PTSD when shooting an AR-15 and then apparently lied about his interview with a range owner. Then there's the most special of all Daily News writers, Sean King. King has created a name for himself as a radical Black Lives Matter supporter and law enforcement critic, even though he lacks any sort of credentials, experience, training, or insight to lend him any credibility. His full-spectrum ignorance is once again on display as he attacks a North Carolina state trooper for what King describes as the death penalty crime of driving while deaf. There was no link to this story to give the Daily News traffic and money to reward their seriously dishonest behavior to this. Don't go look at it. Just listen to what I'm saying. A North Carolina state, this is what King writes. North Carolina state trooper shot and killed 29-year-old Daniel Harris, who was not only unarmed, but deaf and mute just feet from his home over a speeding violation. According to early reports from neighbors who witnessed the shooting this past Thursday night, Harris was shot and killed almost immediately after exiting his vehicle.
He appeared to be trying to communicate with the officer via sign language. They should have de-escalated and been trained to realize that this is an entirely different situation, neighbor Mark Barringer said. You're pulling someone over who is deaf. They are handicapped. To me, what happened is totally unacceptable. Police claim they attempted to pull Harris over for speeding, but he continued driving home instead of pulling over. Whether Harris fully understood what was happening since he could not have heard the sirens is unclear. His family, including his siblings, are also hearing impaired and could often be seen communicating with each other via sign language in the neighborhood. An outrageous 752 people have been killed by American police so far this year. While some of the cases pose genuine risk to law enforcement, this one is hard to justify. Beyond being unarmed, deaf, and mute, Daniel Harris appears to have been a rather small, thin man. Opening fire could not have been the only option the officer had. What threat did Harris pose? Was a taser or pepper spray used? Could the officer truly not subdue Harris on his own? Quarterbacking. Yeah, armchair quarterbacking. Sean King is a white kid who claims he is black. Okay, that's item number one. The fact that he's out there who he is, pretending to be who he isn't, should tell you all you need to know about Sean King. But no, he gets paid. He's getting paid to be Sean King. And he has a very long and well-documented history of attacking law enforcement officers based upon thin and inaccurate first accounts and then never apologizing nor learning from his long string of mistakes. The death of Daniel Harris appears to be another embarrassment in the making, which King could have avoided by looking at the actual facts of the case instead of spinning them to favor his cop-hating narrative. King wants to pretend that Daniel Harris was somehow unaware of the law enforcement officer directly behind him, and the officer shot him immediately for no reason when Harris got home just because he was deaf. Let's pull this little ditty apart, can we? North Carolina state troopers used both marked and unmarked cars with bright light bars and flashing headlights. Deaf or not, Daniel Harris was no doubt well aware that Trooper Sanders was behind him as soon as the trooper hit his lights. Even if mildly distracted in his thoughts, he would have picked up the trooper's lights and his mirrors within a few hundred yards. But Daniel Harris didn't even start to pull over even then, did he? He instead led Trooper Sanders on a multi-mile chase. Altogether, I don't know how far it is. Doesn't tell me. 7.5 miles. There we go. Trooper Jermaine Sanders attempted to pull Daniel Harris over on I-485 near North Tryon Road, a distance of more than 7.5 miles from where the chase and shooting occurred on Seven Oaks Drive. King likewise glosses over the fact that both vehicles had suffered significant damage prior to the end of the chase, suggesting that the vehicles driven by Sanders and Harris had collided. So in addition to being deaf and mute and selectively blind to police light bars, Daniel Harris's sense of touch was so awry that he could not feel vehicles impacting on one another. That's what we're led to believe. While Sean King is happy to cite part of what the neighbor Mark Barringer had to say about the incident, he intentionally excluded the most interesting things Barringer had to say. Barringer told the station the highway patrol car came down across here. He was kind of smoking real bad, and then he stopped over here, and then a few minutes later I heard a gunshot. I saw a body on the street, and I looked like he was dead. King cites Barringer's opinions, but not his observations, because what Barringer saw undercuts the narrative entirely. The fact that the vehicles collided prior to their final destination on Seven Oaks Drive, and that Trooper Sanders' car was smoking almost certainly from fender sheet metal rubbing against the tire, suggests that Harris was driving such a reckless and dangerous manner that Trooper Sanders felt compelled to attempt the precision immobilization technique, or as the pit maneuver, as they call it, in an effort to spin Harris's car and bring the chase to an end. The pit maneuver is only used in very extreme cases. They're not just out there, you know, pushing it around just because they can. And where the pursued driver is such a threat to the community that law enforcement thinks he may kill someone if the officer does not intervene. And note that Barringer says that Trooper Sanders' car was smoking when he saw it on Seven Oaks Drive before the chase ended, strongly suggesting that Sanders attempted the pit maneuver somewhere on the roughly 1 mile of Rocky River Road between the I-495 exit where the chase concluded Seven Oaks Drive. But that misses the most important detail. Talking about Harris was killed almost immediately after exiting his vehicle. Daniel Harris was not shot almost immediately while attempting to use sign language, as King asserts. Daniel Harris, who has a history of resisting officers in both Florida and Connecticut, was shot and killed after struggling with Trooper Sanders after Sanders attempted to take him into custody for a few minutes. There's a world of difference between an innocent person with a disability being murdered for not being able to understand an officer and a violent suspect with a history of resisting arrest being shot at the end of a multi-minute struggle with an officer after a high-speed chase. Once again, Sean King is undone by even a cursory, you know, if he'd taken a moment just to look at things. I mean, he didn't have to report on it if it didn't fit his narrative. He just could have left it alone. It's a damn good thing that he works for the New York Daily News, because they're not about facts anyway. They just, you know, they're about clickbait and the headlines. What kind of headline can I get out of this? So, you know. There's a big difference between those two guys. That was not an innocent man. No, it wasn't. We'll be right back as I hand it off one last time for the day. Trying to figure out why I'm so hoarse. This is Lock and Load.
Right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-725-2487. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-725-2487. 1-800-725-2487.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live. You know, consonants count. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
The best stuff in the world. The best Kydex stuff in the world. Look at this. Look at this. This is the soft-shelled scorpion pouch. Most innovative thing I've seen in Kydex ever. And, I mean, this is three different densities of Kydex to make one pouch. Tacticalholsters.com. Now then. Oh, look at that. Don't you just love it when your Mac wants to have its own mind? Impartiality in journalism is over, which is good. That's good. I'm glad they've taken off the mask. Now, all of you know what they're about. You know their bias. You're seeing their editorial boards work overtime to try to elect Hillary Clinton. But few of them have been doing the same kind of work to the same degree as the New York Times. And on August the 14th, they decided to go ahead and shoot from the hip again, if you will. They put out this little ditty here titled, Donald Trump Courts the Gun Zealots. Editorial is laden with hyperbole, unsupported claims, and outright falsehoods. And the Times' decision to label NRA as zealots should strike many as ironic, coming from a news outlet that uses front page to advocate the undeniably extreme position of confiscating Americans' lawfully owned firearms. Now, there may be some of you that are under the misimpression that the old gray lady contains all the news that's fit to print. As long as you only go to the home and garden sections. I love the home and garden sections of the New York Times. The rest of it is not worth folding up with your, you know, covering your fish with it. So let's destroy a couple of New York Times myths then, shall we, as we get ready to go away? First, New York Times myth. The epidemic of gun carnage that claims more than 30,000 lives in the United States every year. Pause. You know the deal on that one. Two-thirds of that is suicide. So that, you know, suicide is a relatively solitary thing. is not really violent. It's violent for the person doing it, but it's not gun violence. It's not violent crime. It's sad. The Times, instead of, you know, just a little bit of thinking would get out there. My position is, you know, the 8,500 actual gun homicides that we have, that's 8,500 too many when you consider what half of them are. And why? Thank you, liberals. You know, half of the actual true gun homicides that exist today are gang-related. And they're coming from liberal strongholds, and they're your fault. And if you didn't do what you did, our figures would be down around 4,500. And that would be so much better. That would be so much better than having all these young people kill themselves. Instead, we get this number, this 30,000 plus number, to deceive the public as to the scale of homicides perpetrated with firearms. And, you know, carnage violence, that's, you know, just words. Violent crime is at a 44-year low. No matter what the New York Times says. Next myth. Pantsuit offers a wide list of life-saving proposals, including restoration of the assault weapons ban. You know, they just redefined what an assault weapon is in Massachusetts after 3 years of no one being killed with a rifle of any kind. But now they're going after rifles. So, you know. They did correctly point out of Clinton's support for the reinstatement of the 1994 ban on commonly owned semi-automatic firearms. They simply failed to acknowledge the government-funded research found the ban to be ineffective rather than life-saving. Nothing happened. It was, you know, it was no gain at all. In pointing out the difficulty of measuring any effect of the 1994 ban, the 1997 Department of Justice funded study noted that prior to the ban, banned weapons and magazines were never used in more than a modest fraction of all gun murders. That was being quite optimistic about it. A 2004 update to the study determined we cannot clearly credit the ban with any of the nation's recent drop in gun violence. Should it be renewed, the ban's effects on gun violence are likely to be small at best and perhaps too small for reliable measurement. Assault weapons were rarely used in gun crimes even before the ban. Enough of that nonsense. New York Times myth: research shows the folly of NRA's concealed carry campaign to arm millions of ordinary citizens. Far from stopping mass shooters in their tracks, these gun owners have been shooting themselves, family members, and others. We're just a bunch of bumbling idiots, aren't we? Here they flippantly disparage the more than 14.5 million people that carry guns that we know about because they have to have permits in the other 11 states where they don't have to have permits. And who knows how many people actually carry guns? It's probably maybe 30 million, for all I know. And this is all based on a handful of accounts by permit holder misconduct. In reality, we as a group are extraordinarily law-abiding. That's enough of that nonsense, too. Let's find the next myth, shall we? New York Times myth: why can gun show customers evade the federal background checks that other gun buyers must undergo? Well, don't worry about it too much, New York Times, because that doesn't actually happen. Contrary to the gun control lobby's efforts to demonize gun shows, federal law pertaining to background checks is the same at gun shows as it is anywhere a FFL holder is operating, okay? If he's there, there's a background check if he's selling a gun. So gun show patrons are subject to the same background check requirements as any other gun buyer because they're buying from an FFL. New York Times myth: Mr. Trump surely has views on whether firearm makers truly deserve a blanket protection from damage lawsuits, an extraordinary shield enjoyed by no other industry. Well, the PLCAA is not the only industry to enjoy the type of protection that it affords. They should know better than to traffic in this kind of falsehood, the Times should, considering this issue received significant attention during the race for the Democratic presidential nomination. In an October 2015 statement, which the Times appears to have been to have dutifully parroted, Clinton incorrectly claimed that the gun industry is the only business in America that is wholly protected from any kind of liability. However, we know of, four or five lawsuits going on right now because of defective merchandise. That's not blanket protection. The PLCAA prohibits lawsuits against gun makers for damages resulting from the third-party criminal misuse of the weapon. The weapon works. That's not grounds to sue the manufacturer. New York Times myth: rejection of Mr. Trump at the ballot box would also mean a decisive vote against NRA. I don't even know what that came from. And the human destructionist agenda continues to inflict upon the nation. Here we hit a crescendo, and The Manhattanites, they're just completely out of touch. Despite the paper's decades-long efforts, the public at large doesn't agree with the Times' deranged assessment of NRA or the mission of the NRA. An October 2015 Gallup poll asked respondents, is your opinion of the NRA very favorable, mostly unfavorable, or very unfavorable? 58% of those polled answered either very favorable or mostly favorable. Go out there and check what Clinton's numbers look like, about 19%. So, New York Times, I mean, do you understand that just your past reputation does not carry you? In journalism and in media, it's largely a matter of what have you done for me lately? And you got to produce every day. And getting out there with a bunch of gobbledygook doesn't count as producing, especially when you are parroting a presidential candidate. Don't you get what your job is? My job, their job, every job of any journalist out there today is to check these people constantly. Checking them. If they're out there doing it, or if they're out there, you know, if I push Trump, not because I think Trump's great, but I know what Hillary is, and I know what she's going to try to do. And for all of those out there that say, well, Bill, you know, she really couldn't do that because we got this and we got that, and it doesn't matter, and check the balance and all this stuff. Why would we risk it, though? Why? I mean, it's not a game of chess, folks. For those of us that wore the uniform, it is never a game of chess. We'll be back in about 21 hours. Everybody stay safe. This has been Lock and Load.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at VNIINC.com/ProHealth. That's VNIINC.com/ProHealth.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.